See the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet with the slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. Oh, I believe in you.
We have with us tonight in our KBOO studios, Professor Hinckley Undershot Toadstool. Did I pronounce that correctly?
No, it's pronounced Floppenstopper. Floppenstopper Undershot Toadstool, spelled O-S-C-A-R-M-E-I-R-E.
So what's up, Doc? It says in my notes that you teach health, hygiene, and mental telepathy at Epitha Murchison State University, and that you've authored such best-selling self-help books as 3 Weeks to a Less Repulsive You, How to End Your Addiction to Water, and What Hitler Can Teach You About Phonics. Welcome, Professor. Let me begin by asking, what do you feel is our biggest barrier to happiness?
Happiness? It's not the number of breaths we take, but the number of moments that take our breath away.
Very profound. May I quote you on that, Professor?
Yes, for a price, of course. I have copyrighted that statement, and it will cost you $7.93 every time you use it. Here's another. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. I have legally restrained you and anyone else from using it without paying me. That one goes for $8.95.
Wasn't it John Lennon who first said that?
Perhaps. If so, he didn't copyright it. I did.
Over the years, you've offered a number of pieces of unwanted advice to people with no desire to live full and prosperous lives. What gems are you most proud of coining and dispensing to these people?
Sing like no one is listening. Love like you've never been hurt. Dance like nobody's watching. Live, laugh, love. If life gives you lemons, pucker your lips and make a face.
Wow, where do you come up with original gems like those?
Mostly in the bathroom at home while sitting on the toilet and holding my breath for extended periods. Aren't you going to offer me a cup of coffee?
Would you like a cup of coffee?
The powers of a man's mind are directly proportioned to the quantity of coffee he drinks. I believe the famous South American philosopher Juan Valdez once said that, so I can't copyright it.
If that observation is as true as it sounds, I guess you'll have to cut back on your powers, Doc. No coffee. Beverages are not allowed in the KBOO studios. I hope you're not too disappointed.
Everything happens for a reason.
With all due respect, some critics accuse you of being nothing more than a master of the cliché. How do you respond to that?
Since a good man is hard to find, and because beauty is only in the eye of the beholder, this I say to my critics, finders, keepers, losers, weepers, my glass, like my corporeal self, is always half full of it.
This may or may not interest you, but one principle I have always tried to live by, and that has served me well, is shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. What do you think about that?
A rather trite, banal, and mawkish sentiment. I would say you should adopt a stronger motto, something like, live every day like it's your last.
Is that your motto, Doctor?
Of course not. I'm only 58. I've got a lot of life left in me, so I'm not concerned about last days. No, my motto is, it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile.
And yet, you haven't cracked one smile since you arrived in our studio.
What's there to smile about? Life is not a bowl of cherries any more than it's a bowl of apricots. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance naked in the rain. Yes, naked as a jaybird.
Now that you're here in Portland, you should have many opportunities to do a soaking wet dance in your birthday suit. After all, when you get down to brass tacks, at the end of the day, you can't help missing 100% of the shots you don't take.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Maybe something like, you have to kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince.
What? Find my prince? Are you implying that I'm not a full-blooded heterosexual male animal kissing princes?
No more than I'm implying you're overly fond of amphibians. So, Doctor, why are you here? What are your reasons for visiting Portland?
Who knows? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. For somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly.
If birds fly over the rainbow, why then? Oh, why can't I, Doctor?
Good grief, just look at yourself. You're grossly overweight, you have no wings, and you have no clearance from the control tower. Can't you comprehend, you foolish dullard? You completely lack the power of flight, or the right to fly. But as for tomorrow...
Yes?
Yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery. And today is a JPEG, when it's not a GIF. No, I mean today is a gift. A gift! That's why we call it the present. Get it? Present. Like a gift wrap thing you get at Christmas.
Yes. And it said, you'll only find love when you stop looking.
Who said that?
No one in particular. It's a saying.
No, I demand to know. Who is the it behind that statement?
Wait, Professor. I think that should be, what is the it, not who is the it.
You're it.
No, you're it.
No, you're it.
No, you're it.
No tag backs allowed. You're it.
Would you agree, Professor Hinckley, that honesty is the best policy?
It will be a cold day in hell before I agree to that. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, by the way.
Doctor, I view with alarm the fact that you appear to have drifted from the straight and narrow path here tonight.
A word to the wise, Mr. Kabu Person. Better a witty fool than a foolish wit.
Yeah, well, time flies like an arrow, but fruit flies like a banana.
Truth is in the eye of the needle. A penny saved is a penny that wasn't spent. Of course, you're in for a miserable retirement if you're only saving pennies.
There, now you've done it. Now you've jumped out of the frying pan and into the fire. I tell you, Professor, unlike what the people at Capital One tell us, it's not what's in your wallet, it's what's inside your spleen that matters.
If that were the case, then I would have to be a refrigerator. The perfect example of what's inside being what matters.
A wise man once said, give a man a match and he'll be warm for but a moment. But set him on fire and he'll be warm for the rest of his life.
Nothing is impossible.
What? The guy who says nothing is impossible obviously never tried slamming a revolving door.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try, sometimes you might get what you need.
Salagaram and Mitchell-a-doo-doo and bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
If the fouchettes wear it.
Okay, to wrap this up, what final words of wisdom do you have for our audience, Dr. Floppin' Stoppin'?
Write this down. Commit it to memory. You will never go wrong in life if you simply follow this principle. It is what it is.
Tune in again next time when we speak with star of stage, screen, and pornographic bubblegum comics, Mr. Long Dong Silver. Good night from me, your host for filling airtime with the ramblings of fatuous fools, Rip Doublemint.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night.
Interview with the Philosopher was a presentation of KABU FM Radio. It was produced by the M. Watson Dodge Automated Writing Machine Shop and performed by
Richard Simmons,
Buck Rogers,
Larry,
Wolf.
Yes, I believe. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. sure.